Looks like goddamn Mario Kart. Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
The hay.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Like, one more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'ma take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road courses.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
It's season 2, episode 38. It's the race report, Red Bull Air Race.
Hell yeah.
So we are coming to you live. Not live. From Speedway, Indiana.
Well, and it's live to us right now.
It's always live to us. We live in a weird, imperfect future that we bring you stuff that you will hear 2 days from now.
Yes, it's almost like the Twilight Zone.
It is like the Twilight Zone.
It is. But we are fresh off the air race.
Yes.
And hanging out with some awesome IndyCar fans who love to support things at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Because that's what we do here.
It is. It's our home track. We go to everything they have.
Yeah. So warm up the tires real quickly. Just a few news stories that kind of broke. And then we're going to talk about the race.
Hell yeah.
So as far as news, actually non-IndyCar news, we'll start with that one. I guess NASCAR is changing the restrictor plates and they are not going to use them at the Daytona and Talladega races. So
I feel like that's going to make a lot of NASCAR fans pretty happy, actually. Because the Xfinity Series has had more competitive and better racing because their restrictor plate has not been as intense. I guess I don't really know the physics of those cars.
NASCAR. Am I in a NASCAR right now?
Is this a NASCAR? But yeah, so they've had more competitive racing, and I know that a lot of fans have complained about the restrictor plates, so
yeah, maybe this will work out for them.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, and also we've talked about how we both would like to go to a race at Talladega.
Yes.
We want to go see NASCAR under the lights of Talladega. It's like, it's like, you know, going to the Kentucky Derby. It's like something you should do.
Something you need to go and
at least once and experience. And so, yeah, if they're going to have better racing without the restrictor plates.
So I'm sure that our boys over at PETM can probably have or will have broken it down a lot better. So definitely check them out for that.
Yeah, check them out. They're on Twitter. They're on YouTube. You can download the podcast.
We usually retweet it, too, from our show.
We do. So. We do. But their YouTube's fun because then you can see the two of them. And
yeah.
They're just characters.
They really are. So check them out. I'm sure they'll have a lot more breakdown than we did.
But interesting. I'm excited to see how that goes for them because NASCAR's kind of not... There's been a lot of complaining about NASCAR and the racing.
I feel like that's an adequate statement.
Yeah, just about the kind of lack of competition. So yeah. I hope that this is a good thing for them.
I do, too. What else? Racer, the 1st of October, reported that Santino Ferrucci has been tipped to do the Dale Coyne, the open Dale Coyne seat. So, they said that there would be an announcement. I've not seen one yet, but heads up, I guess.
That may or may not come to fruition. I'll tell you this. He must have a hell of a lot of money, which, I mean, we already know that he does.
Yeah.
Because of the two of them, I would never choose Ferrucci over Ed Jones.
No.
There is literally not a world that would make sense for that. I would ever find that to be a good trade.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
No. Plus, I mean, I just love Ed Jones. But, I'm saying I would never choose Ferrucci over Ed Jones.
Okay, I was like, why is it a trade?
No, I'm saying since Ed Jones, yeah.
Lost it, you were thinking he should. Okay, I was like, wait, no, all right, yep. I'm there. Took me a minute.
Or no, he was with Ganassi. I just fucked that up because I'm drunk.
He was with Ganassi.
Yeah, no, the 19, yeah, that's right. It was a ZCD.
It was the ZCD, Fittipaldi shared ride.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That'd be very interesting, actually, for Fittipaldi to get bumped, because I feel like he can bring just as much money as Ferrucci.
Right. Like, I understand he didn't have...
disregard everything I said. Sorry. I've had too much wine today.
Yeah, I understand that Fittipaldi hasn't been able to put up a lot of the results that I think we expected, but he did have that crash early on in his season, and so that definitely kind of knocked it down. But I'm sure he brings money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But we'll see. I'm sure there'll be some sort of weird details.
Yeah. Well, and he brings a... with that name...
Yes, that's
I feel like sponsorship is easier with that name. Just camera time, attention to him because he is the grandson of Emerson Fittipaldi.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's weird. Like I said, we don't know much more. Racer reported on it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't like the kid, but I'm not making decisions for Dale Coyne Racing.
I mean, I don't necessarily dislike him. I know you feel well. I mean, I think that he's done some shitty things.
Well, I think he's done some shitty things. He's taken some money from some shitty organizations.
So. I will say that.
Yep. I mean, but I'm not making decisions for Dale Coyne Racing, so nobody asked me. That's kind of how I like him? No, but apparently I'm not making those decisions.
I'm making those decisions. I think everybody who listens to us knows that there would be a lot of different drivers if we were making decisions.
Oh, it'd be a whole...
First off, Connor Daly would have a full-time ride.
Full-time ride.
You're damn right.
Damn right.
Mm. I would have loved to see Connor Daly with DCR again.
I would like to see Connor Daly in a car.
With anyone.
We had a discussion earlier. If he could get two solid years, he would put up.
Oh, because he is a great racer, and he has excellent instincts. Yes. And he's a smart racer.
Yes. He was able to jump in a dirt track. Like, he only had, a few days, and he was like, I mean, it was his first friggin' time, and he didn't crash the damn thing.
Nope.
I mean, other people did, so... Just
who have been racing those midgets for much longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think his first time in it was, what was it, the Monday before the Wednesday race?
Yeah. Just a few days before.
So, I mean, that just shows skill. But nobody asks us, so we'll keep you posted once that, if and when that becomes an official formal announcement.
Yeah. And then finally, in December, at the 24 Hours of Thunderhill put on by NASA. Sorry. The National Auto Sports
Association.
Technically NASA. That's a NASA. So for the 24 Hours of Thunderhill, there's going to be an all-female lineup of Shay Holbrook, Pippa Mann, and Ashley Freiberg.
Excellent.
So that's really exciting. I hope that they do well.
I do, too. I mean, Shay Holbrook has done some very cool things.
Yeah. We met Ashley at the Daytona.
Yeah.
She seems super, super nice.
So she was super nice. She took a picture with us. She was very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
So.
Ashley Freiberg also has done some very cool things.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see because I feel like she's got a big career ahead of her.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Definitely. And then Pippa Mann, I mean, she always supports the Donate Life or the Donor Network, Driven to Save Lives. And that's an important thing.
That
and
is.
I appreciate drivers who, who stand up and support good causes. So. Yeah. So, cool lineup, all female. Gotta love that.
Gotta love it. All right, I guess.
Let's get into it, man.
Well, all right. We should say we did receive a listener question. You want to throw that out before we go into the race?
We did, yes. And so we're not going to answer it on this show.
Because it's a race report.
But we're going to answer it next week, but we're also going to put it out to you guys.
I just wrote it. I switched. Here it is. So.
Because we want to hear your answers as well.
Yes. And we actually did the last question we just put up on our Facebook today, and so it's very nice. So Donnie asked us on Twitter, there have been some talk about a possible throwback livery race, like how NASCAR does a throwback at Darlington. Yeah. What throwback liveries would you like to see if this were to happen? So basically, what throwback liveries do y'all want to see?
So think about it.
Talk
about it. I'll give you a topic.
Throwback liveries.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, my God. You're so old.
No other millennials got that joke unless your parents were super cool.
Yeah,
if you get it, your parents also have recorded episodes of SNL on VHS in their basement still.
I mean, we actually watch the SNL Christmas specials every year.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. We record it and then typically watch
the old school one.
Oh, the old school. Oh,
yeah, we've
nice.
Got a DVD of it.
Nice.
Anyway.
But yeah, so think about it. We're going to answer it on our next show. But we want to hear what you think, too.
I mean, we'll put it up on Facebook.
We will.
Sometime around our next show.
So, but yeah, keep the questions coming. We love them.
Yeah, we do. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Especially in the off season. Like, this is the time to start, points of topic that you want us to discuss, random, questions, this question and then Danny's question last time was a real good question.
It was.
So anything you want to ask us or
anything
any topics,
you'd like us to do a deep dive on.
God,
yeah.
We love deep dives.
We love the deep dives.
That's not really for. Sorry. Anyway. Somebody gave me a topic and I was like, this will be great. I can't wait to do it, but I'm not going to.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's a secret topic.
Nah, I'll tell you after off season.
I mean, not for me, but for everybody else. It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Molly's hair is so big because it's full of secrets.
Truth. And I believe right now, dirt, hairspray, and...
Oh, it's full of lots of
heat?
Things today. It's
heat.
Full of lots of things today.
Lots. Lots.
Lots and lots. But yeah, we love the listener questions, and we'd love to do deep dives. So yeah.
Yeah.
Hit us up. All right. Well, race report. The Red Bull Air Race.
Yay! This is every time I leave the track, I'm already like, is it time for it next year?
Can I go back?
Can I?
Are we? We're all coming back next week, right?
Right. We're just gonna do this again. Y'all coming back, Kirby? Matt?
Encore! Encore!
I mean, we did start the USA chant this time.
You're damn right we did, and it caught on.
That's because a USA person won.
Well, yeah.
Had he not won, and we tried USA, people I'm like, no.
Well, because we tried that last year,
and it didn't work.
It did not. No. It was just you and I.
That's okay.
But we got it to roll this year.
Yes, we did, because, spoiler alert, Goulian won, and he's an American, so USA.
Yes, he is. Michael Goulian.
But let's back up.
Let's back up. So we got the Challenger class first, and we had great weather Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was a little hot. But well, yeah. I mean, no, it compared was... to last year's Sunday, I don't feel like I complain. I can complain.
No. I feel like last year's Saturday was still hotter than either day this year. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday was just very cold and wet. So, yes, would I've enjoyed it being in the 70s? Absolutely. But yes. You know what? We had a breeze.
Yeah.
We had occasional cloud cover.
We did run out of water.
They did run out of water.
That's weird. Yeah, it's a statement I don't think I ever thought I'd have to say.
Displeased with the fact that they ran out of water and we had no more water that we could purchase.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that they restocked eventually, but we weren't down there at that time.
Yeah. Like, how do you run out of...
How do you run out of water?
How do you run out of water?
What the fuck?
Anyway.
So, the Challenger class.
Yeah, so they had, like, a practice session Friday that we didn't go to, because, well, we had to work.
We had to work.
It's this thing, like, we're not paid for this yet, but okay. So they had...
Someday.
Their first, for Fridays, and they had, like, a limited for the Challenger class, because if you're not in Indiana... Or in Indianapolis, we had, like, rain and weird low cloud deck.
Well, and the wind on Saturday was pretty intense, actually.
Yes, it was. So, it was a truncated. It was Berger, Costa, and Gervy.
For the top three qualifiers?
Genevi, yes. That's just for the practice on Friday.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. For the Challenger class.
Yeah. Yeah, we did have some weird rain and wind. Friday and Saturday had wind issues.
Yeah, definitely, because that was one of the things. Saturday, somebody popped a pylon, and they thought maybe it was because of the rain. The wind.
Yeah, that they hit a gust. Because it was windy.
It was.
Yeah, there were a lot of side acts that did not happen, I think, probably due to the wind.
Yeah, definitely on Saturday.
Definitely.
So Challenger class Friday was that way. Saturday, for practice, it was Chang, Berger, and Coleman. And interestingly enough, they broke a track record on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
In the practice. So, yeah, Chang did with his minute 9.6.
Wow.
That was kind of cool.
That's very cool.
And then, of course, for qualifying, Davison got, I suppose you call it the pole?
Sure.
All right. It's a pole.
It's a P1. Whatever.
P1. I don't know. And he's from South Africa.
Oh.
So they made he made a thing. He was like, well, I practice in a very windy city, so I'm fine.
Right.
He's like, all right, cool.
It's like when in the NFL, there are a few teams that get shitty weather that have open stadiums.
Yeah.
Like the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
You know, it's like they go somewhere and it's like, oh, it's cold. Not a problem. I'm used to lake effect snow. You don't know what cold is.
Like, this He's is like, not yeah. cold.
He's like, oh, no. Where I'm from, it's windy. Like, this is my comfort zone, actually. I'm going to do better.
Yeah, watch me. And he got, I don't know, P1 with Berger second, Costa, Chang, Vignes, Genevi, and Coleman. And unfortunately, the American Coleman for the Challenger class had 4 seconds of penalties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So it goes. But race day, totally different story.
Yes.
So race day, Berger did one.
Yes.
And his quote was, I cannot believe it. It's so much fun to win here and to fly here, but it was very close.
Yes.
But I just love it. He's like, I can't believe it. It's so much fun to win here and to fly here.
And to fly here.
Because
it is.
It's only an airport for 4 days of the year.
And all days of the year, it's the world's coolest sports facility.
You're damn right.
You can go jump off a cliff, Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah, if you disagree, go ahead and at me because you will lose.
Because you'll lose.
Go ahead and at me on that. Tell me it's not the greatest. All right, second was Coleman. So
USA.
USA. So didn't do that great on Saturday, but Sunday he brought was it like, back.
All right, I got to win here.
Brought it back.
Brought it back.
Then Patrick Davidson was in third.
Yeah. Interesting.
So yeah, what's unfortunate is that Kenny Chang, who broke the track record, actually finished seventh out of seven on today.
It was an interesting race weekend. People who did
qualifying
bad,
meant nothing.
And then they because as like Kirby Chandler's like did not do that great qualifying.
He qualified 13th out of 14.
And then he showed up and he was like, I'm gonna get to the round of eight though.
Right? What you won't do?
What you don't realize is I'm the OG apparently.
And he was called the OG. And let's just talk about the announcer.
Oh my gosh.
Because yesterday for the qualifying for the masterclass.
I can't.
I don't remember which pilot it was.
I don't know what pilot.
But he was just killing it. I mean, just killing it. And at the very end of his run, the announcer said...
To his co-announcer,
talking about the pilot, bring it home, Big Daddy.
And
we just lost our shit.
Yeah.
So hashtag bring it home, Big Daddy.
Because you don't picture Townsend Bell saying that to Paul Tracy in the middle of a NBC broadcast. And I thought, God, if that ever happened, I don't know how we as a fan base would react.
I feel like it depends on the driver they're speaking of.
I'm just saying if Townsend said it to PT, like this.
Yeah, I can't ever imagine Townsend saying it. PT, I can see him saying it.
Yeah, I bet so. There'd be a lot of memes all of a sudden.
In fact, I feel like PT has said that just off air.
Yeah.
I feel like he said that many times. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Townsend, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I'd have to leave.
Yeah, his accent, I mean, he's just so proper. Like,
I know.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could handle that. I'd be like, the fuck just came out of his mouth?
Right, all track activity would stop at that moment. Just screech.
Dead silence. The fuck did he just say?
As a whole, the whole crowd would go, huh?
All right, somebody lobotomized Townsend Bell. It's a trap. But yeah, bring it home, Big Daddy.
Bring it home, Big Daddy. My goodness.
I love it. The announcers were fantastic.
I mean, one of them needed to cut down on the Red Bull.
One of them definitely had an IV of Red Bull.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. He was like, I'm back. I've calmed down. And I was like, did you calm down or did you shoot 12 more Red Bulls? Because it doesn't sound like you've calmed down.
There was no calm.
There was no chill.
He had no chill.
Mm-mm.
But I enjoyed it.
I mean, it made for a good announcing.
I enjoy good announcers like that. Yeah, amp up the energy. And there was a good crowd today.
There was. I believe it was like 40,000. Not 4,000.
Saturday was fewer people than we had last year on Saturday.
Saturday was definitely...
So I was surprised by it because there were a lot of people last year on Saturday and last year had great weather. And
this,
I think the rain last Sunday scared some people off. But there were fewer people yesterday than I expected. But today on race day, there were a lot of people.
There were. We got a note about how many people there were. And it was not letting me pull up on my computer because, I don't know.
Because technology.
Because...
Reasons.
The internet.
Because reasons.
Let's see. What did... 40,000 people today. That's what I was looking at.
That's fantastic.
40,000 people today. So somebody indicated it was a 2-year extension they announced the 2-year extension after the end of last year's race. So this year, next year. I hope it keeps coming back.
I do too. I love this weekend.
It's a fun weekend. Like it's just, anyway.
It's so cool.
So we covered the masterclass. We'll move on to the big guns, challenger class. So they had... The masterclass, right. Okay, so they did have 2 full days of practice on Friday, or 2 practice sessions Friday. Michael Goulian was first, both practice sessions. Dolder was third, and then both sessions. And then for the first session, it was Martin Sonka, who was leading in the points at that time. Spoiler alert. And in the second free practice, it was Maroya, who was the winner last year.
Yes. Yoshi.
Yoshi, who did not.
It always makes me think of...
I'm right there. Little dinosaur from Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Every time.
Unabashedly, that's what I think of. Saturday's practice, Pete McLeod was first, then Laveau and Mike Hall. And it was indicated that in practice, the wind had kind of picked up, so... there was a few more penalties.
Yeah, there were. Yeah, they were throwing out penalties on Saturday like nobody's business.
Yeah, there was like Oprah giving out penalties. Yeah.
And you get a penalty. And you get... Everybody gets a penalty!
Which, sometimes I feel that our stewards do that too, sometimes. If they get feisty, they're going to hand out penalties.
Yeah, it's like you can tell when they didn't sleep well when they're in a shitty hotel because they're like, and... Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Pass
You're
through,
cool.
Pass through, pass through, pass through. Stop and hold.
Fuck
Keep
you.
Going.
I'm out.
All right.
Or like that scene in a history, the Mel Brooks History of the World Part 2. No, no, yes. No, no, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to go home and watch that.
I need to watch that. It's been a while. I love that movie.
I was supposed to say, like, it's been a while, and I need Mel Brooks in my life. Yeah.
Fuck the poor.
God. I have 15. 10 commandments. Still to this day, my favorite scene in any movie.
I forgot about that.
Oh yeah,
he drops them like
he
that.
He drops ten. I have 10 commandments. Oh, such a great movie.
Yeah, do yourselves a favor. Watch this movie. Watch that movie after you listen to this podcast.
Yes.
If you've never seen it, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And if you have, you're welcome for the reminder to watch it again.
Exactly.
Oh, so, but yeah, a lot of penalties. I mean, just with the win, because a lot of people weren't level.
Yeah.
Which, I will say, one of the cool things we got to do was we got to do a race control tour. Mm-hmm. And so we got to see, like, all the computers and how they're set up and the different race stewards, and they all are responsible for different things. One of the things that I found cool is that no matter what track they're at and where they are, the setup of race control is always exactly the same.
Yes.
So, because things happen so fast.
Yeah, they said... They go through a gate every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you have to know exactly who's to your right, who's to your left, because you're all responsible for different things, and also the equipment that's near you. Mm-hmm. Because, and I took a picture of it, and we'll tweet it out with all of this business, at one of the screens where it showed a plane that was not level enough, but it showed the two camera angles, because each pylon has two cameras. One that measures the altitude, and one that measures the angle of the wings, because there's a little leeway, but you have to be mostly level. It's the degree you cannot. What is it, like 17 degrees is the most, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I feel like it's I feel like it's in that range.
Sounded good.
It's like 17 or 19. It was a prime number.
Okay.
But anyhow, and so the computer has an algorithm, and it automatically adds time on. It automatically adds that penalty, and all of their penalties are just time because as
with time or like
he said because it's a race.
Yeah.
So if you're not disqualified, like it's time. They add seconds on.
Because they can't do like in any car, you don't get like a pit lane drive through.
No, there's
no
pit
lane. Stop and hold.
No, there's no stop and hold with this.
No.
So a human reviews it and is like, yes, that's correct. No, that's not. But I found that very cool that it's very the same setup, exactly the same. It makes sense. Same as with our drivers. The flags are the same at every track.
Yes.
You know, because it would be, it's a safety thing. Like you can't have each track has their own set of what the flags mean. I mean, you have to have that consistency. So, but seeing inside their booth.
Oh my gosh.
That was very cool.
That was so
very, very cool.
Very cool.
And since they are an FAA certified airport for 4 days, there is an air traffic controller who's there just on site, kind of monitoring, managing things. And also speaking to local air traffic,
like,
because
the
IMS is typically a no-fly zone. Well, it's always a no-fly zone on races.
Yeah.
But you can fly over it as you're landing, but then it becomes a no-fly zone except for the competitors this weekend. So it is and it isn't a no-fly zone, and so a lot of traffic is like, okay, I can't fly here. There are planes out. Like
what's happening?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And so there's a local guy that kind of handles all communication with local pilots, but he is an active air traffic controller at the Indianapolis International Airport.
Which is really cool.
It's very cool. I chatted with him for just a minute.
Yeah.
And he was a cool guy. So,
yeah.
Awesome. I love that. I get such ladywood about like nerdy shit.
Oh,
like
no, it was because they were like, here's it. And they were able to show us how they can kind of review it and take it back and move it forward. You know, the almost like a ball track for an instant replay kind of. And I was like, I'm here for this.
I was like, can we watch the race in here? Because this is awesome.
Like, we won't tweet shit, but can we sit here?
I will leave my phone outside. This can be a media blackout, but damn, this is cool.
Yeah. Like, I just want to watch you guys work.
Yeah, it's like it was like being inside Mission Control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although it's similar to our race control.
It is, but there's just an extra level because they're in the air.
Because they're in the, like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, our race control is just a school, yeah. But you know, they don't have to necessarily all be in the same spot every time or this mm-hmm. and that. It's kind of a, yeah, it was a little, yeah.
It was really interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So anyhow, but yeah, so a lot of penalties on Saturday.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah. Let's see. I think we're qualifying. Yes, qualifying. So it was Martin Sonka, so P1, I don't know the poll, whatever we're calling it now. Yeah. And he's, at the time, he was number one in the standings.
Yes.
And then second was Velarde. Third was Hall, who was currently second in the standings. Fourth was Ivanov. Fifth, Maroya. Sixth, Stolder. I was trying to get to Goulian. So seventh is McLeod. And eighth was Michael Goulian from the USA. And he was currently third in the standings.
So not a great qualifying run for him.
Not a great qualifying run for him. Kirby, I have Shambliss 14th.
Oh, was he dead last?
He was dead last okay. because his first run he got DQ'd.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
he got like 2 second penalty for his second run. So, yeah. Like, if you get a 2 second penalty,
I mean, that, yeah, you're done.
You're done.
You're done. Yeah, he, it was not a great day for
him
yesterday. No, not at all.
Yeah.
But Sunday.
Sunday.
He did much better. So, let's see. So he actually got eighth.
Yeah, he got into the round of eight, so they do 14, so you do a round of 14, so they're not running the track at the same time, but like you kind of go head-to-head time-wise against somebody else, so it's seven pairs race against each other, the winners, and then the fastest loser go to the round of eight, and then that whittles it down to the final four.
Yes.
And so he did make it into the round of eight.
He did.
So he got past that first Toto.
He did. They interviewed him afterwards, and he said, I'm not in the final four, so I'm not happy. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first to admit we've had a tough time here. I was able to take Sonka out in the round of 14, and I guess I found the racing line. But in the round of eight, I guess I lost it again. I heard Ben's time, and I knew I had to go for it.
I mean, yeah.
So, I mean, he admitted he didn't have the great weekend, but, you know, he still went out there and busted his balls. And I just love Kirby because he's a good guy.
He is.
He does a lot of cool things to help advertise this race in this area. He does a lot of cool things with the IMS.
Yeah. He does all like the two-seater promotional stuff. Yeah. That you've seen. Like he did Jack Harvey's, I think like 2 or 3 years ago. He did one with Doug. Like it's a whole thing.
Yeah. He's a good guy. And so I was excited to see him advance.
Yeah. And plus he did beat out Martin Sonka, who was currently first in points, so that like upset yeah. your point standing.
Oh yeah.
So that was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, Kirby did well. Our guy, our new friend Peter Kopfstein, did not do well.
He didn't, unfortunately. He was 13th out of 14. That's where I had that from. But he's from the Czech Republic, and that was the super cool plane. That's that if plane you followed our like, Snapchat, it's painted.
And Insta, yeah.
And Insta. Oh yeah, yeah. And our Insta. But yeah, there are parts of it that were airbrushed, but most of it is hand painted.
Like the airbrushing was basically just like
the base color.
Yeah.
And so there's the region in the Czech Republic where he's from helps sponsor him. And so the plane is painted for all of the things that you can do in that region. Mm-hmm. And the top of the plane is painted with all the summer activities and the bottom is painted with the winter activities.
And it is so cool.
It's awesome. It reminded me of like a great white shark. You know how their coloring's different?
Yeah.
So when you look up, they look like a sky and you don't see them. When you look down, they're dark and you don't see them. And that's what it reminded me of. Because with the winter on the bottom, it blends in with the clouds. It was, that plane was fierce.
I mean, and we saw it because it had race cars and checkers on it.
Yeah, it had race cars and checkers because they have a lot of racing there. So there
and
was
we were like,
rally cars, there were Formula One, there were carts. And we were like, wait a second.
Yeah. And
then we sweet talked some of the guys that work on the car, and we were like, would it be cool if we come behind this
rope here? We just want to take photos.
We want to take a lot of photos.
Like, all of the things. Because they were like, oh, yeah, it's all hand painted. And we were like, cool. Can we take photos?
Can we come in and look at all of it?
Like, we're not going to touch anything.
Like, I'm not going to be weird. And they were like, we're like, we can go back later today, tomorrow. Right, like, when's a good time?
It doesn't have to be right now.
Yeah, and they were like, give us 20 minutes. And so we finished our hangar tour, which was very cool.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. And then we're standing right by Yoshi's garage, actually. And they come and they're like, the time is now. Let's rock and roll.
Right. I love it. He was like, it's now. And I was like, okay.
Okay, let's go.
Meyer, let's go.
Oh, but yeah, that was awesome. I'm laying on the ground under the plane, taking photos. Oh, So
it's so cool.
He definitely wins best looking plane.
Yeah, he wins best looking plane. I mean, we don't have a trophy for that, but maybe next year we'll have a trophy for you.
I think so.
Peter, that says best looking plane. As long as this, it better be cool next year, though.
It better be.
And everybody else better step up. Although, I will say Pete McLeod's.
Oh.
It was like a cool, it was like the urban camouflage, because it was the black, white, and silver, except for the tail had like the Canadian flag, and I was like.
But it was.
Still like almost.
But it wasn't the straight Canadian flag.
No, like it's more like a.
It was like how the jagged edges of like that winter or urban camouflage is. It was like a Canadian flag that kind of had the jagged edges. Mm-hmm. It was very.
Like Schmidt-Peterson used to do this for their cars.
Seriously.
Like, at James Hinchcliffe, this is what your car should look like for a race.
Honestly, that was our favorite plane until we saw...
right next to...
And we were like, this is the best plane. And then we saw Peter Kapsteins, and we were like, okay, we spoke too soon.
Nope.
But
this is the best plane.
Yeah, but yeah. Oh, McLeod's plane was very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Matt Hall's plane was really interesting. There's a lot of color on it, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, part of it is seeing the different planes. Like, if you can... So we got it because media, but you can also get the hangar tour and the hangar walk and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should, because you can see the planes where they're sitting and you can see how they're all set up. And then,
and there's always people in there working on them. And honestly, if you're nice, like they'll just chit chat with you. Like
yeah,
they all came.
Start
and
talking.
We talked to most of the crews that were there.
Yeah. They were like, all right, like, you know, where are you guys from? X, Y, Z. Like, what's this? What's that?
Yeah, so chatted about the weekend, wished them good luck. And we were like, do you need suggestions on places to go?
We can tell you where to eat food.
I recommended food and I recommended restaurants and bars to a lot of people this weekend.
So the city of Indianapolis, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And the city of Speedway, town of Speedway.
Yeah.
You're also welcome.
Yeah, Main Street, you are very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, where were we in the weekend? I think we're at race results.
Yeah, so race results, yeah. So yeah, our favorite plane, only 13th out of 14.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Unfortunate.
Yoshi finished 12th. Not a great run for him.
No. Yeah, especially coming after like winning here and winning the championship last year.
Yeah. Not a great run. Not and then 11th. Well, actually I should skip back. So 14th was Francois Lavat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't have anything else on him, sorry. Nope. But I didn't want to not mention him.
Yeah, that's true.
So 11th, Matthias Dolder.
Yeah.
Which we laughed and said that the MS clearly does not like people named Matthias.
Yes. And also because AJ Foyt was there, and I think Matthias did like, I don't know if he was the one who hit the pylon or not, maybe at one point. He did a costly error, and we were like, somewhere AJ Foyt's having PTSD because of Matthias does not.
Because a Matthias just hit something.
Just hit something. Oh, no.
Is it on fire?
But is the plane on fire? There's smoke. I see smoke.
Did he lose a tire?
He did lose a tire. No, he did not. Well, there were a few Matthias jokes.
There were, yeah.
We talked about Martin Sonka and how that like really messed up the championship. Mika Rajo. I don't know.
Sure.
Round of 14, didn't advance. Talked about Kirby. Juan was here. Juan Velarde, that is.
Yes.
But, you know, Juan can drive the plane.
Juan will drive the tour bus. Juan will drive the plane. Juan loves to drive.
Juan just wants to go fast. Is there... The planes are flying. Juan will pilot the plane.
Juan will pilot the plane. Juan will taxi the plane.
It is fine.
It is fine.
You just need to go fast. Juan has that.
Why do you not like Juan?
Juan is very nice.
Juan is very nice.
Sorry, there were a lot of Juan jokes all of a sudden. I don't know how we didn't realize until Sunday... that a pilot was named Juan.
I don't know either.
But they said Juan, and we were both like, yes.
Juan is here?
Juan is here.
Juan. So yeah, so air driver Kirby came in 8th, but yeah, Juan Velarde in 7th.
Matt Hall was 6th, and so last year, with Sato winning the 500, and then Yoshidi Maruya winning here, there was talk that, all right, well, Will Power won the 500, and so
Matt Hall
should win it here.
Aussie, yeah.
It would be like a weird, cool, like Lincoln secretary was Kennedy, Kennedy secretary was Lincoln.
Yeah,
deal.
It would have been very cool.
It would have been cool.
Yeah.
He did not win.
He did not, in fact, win though.
He got 6th. He did advance to the round of 8. So
you know,
sometimes you just can't. I don't know. People are faster. Like with this race, sometimes people are just faster.
Well, and like you know, the tiniest thing can be a mistake that costs you the race. So
yeah.
I mean, yeah. Happens. I mean, we're performers. It's like. You can play it perfectly every single time, and then the time that matters, you fuck it up.
Just all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I don't know where that came
from. Right? Yeah, you're like, and so that's new. So we're doing that now.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that this passage is here, but now I'm in a different song.
Yeah, right? You're like, all right, and better luck next time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, disappointing, I'm sure, for him.
Yeah.
All right, in 5th, Christian Bolden. Yeah.
From Chi-Town? No. It says S-C-H-I for the national. He's from Chi-Town.
Why don't you go by Mike? Michael Bolton. In Office Space?
Yes.
I hate that guy. What's wrong with your name? Nothing till that no-tell and ass clown got famous. Why don't you go by Mike? Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks. That's anyway, all I think of any time I hear the name Bolton.
He came in fifth.
He did come in fifth. So Christian Bolton, he does not suck.
He does not suck. Did advance. He was the final person who did not advance to the final round of final four.
Yes. Not fast enough.
Not fast. Like, there's a lot of finals and
Yeah.
And I'm not here for it.
Okay. Fourth, we had Ben Murphy. Where is he from?
Great Britain.
Excellent.
That's what GBR means.
Yes, it does.
Or Green Bay River. I could just start making up shit.
Sure.
Number three, Nicholas Ivanov from France. And he's on the Team Hamilton.
That's not a French name.
I know. It's the Team Hamilton team. And I was like, oh, that's also not your name, Nicholas. So I don't know what's happening here.
Right?
Like, I was like, okay, cool. So Nicholas Ivanov was third. He was actually, he led off the final four. So he's the first flight to go out for the last round.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be a little like, all of a sudden you're like, I got to start everything off. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be the first.
Nobody wants to be the first. Nope.
But yeah. He did what he said. It's really, really nice. We worked a lot as a team and we trusted what we did.
Yeah, it's nice.
So the podium is good, but the best feeling was in the plane and we are heading the right way.
That's positive.
Yeah, it is. Wasn't he the one that after his run, like, they told him his time and he did, like, the fist pump in there?
They all did it.
They all did. But it was, I enjoy that because they have the in-camera.
Yeah, they got, like,
or the in-plane camera.
Yeah.
And so you can, and they selectively, you know, give you some of the communication between. And so when they tell you, like, this and this, like, you can see him, like, yes!
Yeah.
And some of it, even before they hear it, it's like they do a run and, like, they know. They don't even need to hear the official time. Like, they know that they killed it.
They're like, I killed it. I'm good.
Oh. And then you see him, like, yeah, peel out and do all the loop-de-loos and flips and
squirrely gigs.
All the things that all, it's like, it's the equivalent of donuts for airplanes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would totally do that if I was a pilot in this. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Second was Pete McLeod from Canada.
From Canada.
Team
McLeod.
That's his team.
With the baller-ass plane.
With the Christian Bolton's. No, I was going to make a Michael Bolton joke, but it's too late now. It's too late. Anyway. And he actually, he was the last, well, I'll save that for a second. So he was second.
All right. He said, it feels great to compete a race day as planned and end up with some points and on the podium.
Yeah.
It's been a tough season. There have been races where I felt I should have done better, but it came together here. Since we realized we weren't going to win the championship, we focused on setting up a solid foundation for 2019. And some of those steps are already paying off.
Well, that's good.
I like that.
And of course, number one.
Michael Goulian.
USA!
USA!
And it was so nice to, like, because they do a great job of playing the national anthem of the winner.
Just like at the Olympics.
So all of a sudden they're playing, like, and so if it's not your national anthem, technically you don't have to stand, but you are respectful. But then, like, they started to play this and everybody was like, oh shit, we gotta stand!
Like, it's an American!
So that was real nice.
It was. It was very cool.
And he was real excited when he won.
Oh my gosh.
He, like, got on his back and, like, kicked like a flipping dog.
Yeah, because he was not the last plane
to
go.
He was not the last plane.
But, you know, it's like he was in the lead, but he's waiting, you know, because it's like when you have the pole in IndyCar and you have to, but you're not the last car, so you have to wait and hope that nobody does better. And the last plane that went out did not beat his time, and then he just straight lost his shit. Like, if you have a dog and you've ever seen them, like, flip on their back and, like, roll around in the grass and, like, just, like, go nuts, that was Michael Goulian.
Yeah, because, so, Ivanov was the first plane to go out. Goulian was actually the second plane to go out. So he came out late, a great time, but he had to sit for Murphy and then McLeod. And McLeod has, like, been great all weekend. And so he was like, oh, God. And they're like, maybe. And they're like, Pete McLeod might do it. And then all of a sudden, like, so they show the split times and it was just all red. And we were like, Pete McLeod will not, in fact, be
he's not doing it.
Winning this.
And they said, they were like, he better pick it up. And they were like, he's got to make up this much time. And the announcer was like, there's not enough time left in his run to do, to, like, even make
the
it.
The announcer
up.
Was like, he can't.
He can't, yeah. It's mathematically impossible.
False.
And yeah. I mean, McLeod finished his run. And honestly, I will say he had a great run.
Oh, yeah. They were all great.
Well, and I feel like
he had a great technical.
I feel like he Rossied his fuel. Because he was the only one who didn't do the loop-de-loo. And it did not look like it was because he was upset. It looked like it was because he did not have the fuel to pull it off. Like, he went up and did his thing and then was back pretty quick.
Well, yeah.
I mean, ain't mad at that strategy.
No.
Okay? I mean, he still came in second, but
oh my
gosh.
Sometimes that's how you win races.
Right? Hey.
Just sometimes that works. So, at the IMS, fuel strategy can pay off.
Right?
But seeing his ear. Hey, man. Just stretch your fuel strategy. No. Trust me. It worked for me.
It's fine.
I'm sure it'll work for you.
I'll tell you what. I was driving home from work the other day. Totally, well, kind of off topic. And I saw a car stopped on the side of the road and a guy putting gas into it from like the little handle. Yeah. And had I not been actively driving, I was going to take a picture and say, he tried to Rossi it. Didn't work out.
Failed.
Yeah, fail.
Sometimes it does not work out.
Yeah. 60% of the time it works every time.
Every time.
But yeah, Michael Goulian just straight up lost his shit.
It was so nice to see that.
His team was excited. Everybody's cheering. It was great. Yeah. And when they were playing the national anthem, like, you could just tell.
He was, all there and verklempt.
It was, yeah, just verklempt and just so...
Ugh.
I mean...
It was great.
Yeah. You could see that he was like, I can't believe this
is happening. Well, because he's a USA, he's an American, he's a USA, he's an American, this is the American, an American track, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. It's like winning a hometown, but it's winning the home country race, so.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
So his quote when they talked to him afterwards, he said, I wasn't even thinking about the world championship this weekend, but to win in Indianapolis as an American and a fan of the Indy 500 since I was a kid.
Yes.
Knowing I'm going to get my plane out on the track and kiss the bricks is still so surreal.
Yeah.
I met Pete at breakfast today. And we both said, let's just fly fast. I flew well. And when I heard Pete had flown a 104, I thought, oh gosh. But mission accomplished for both of us. Everybody wanted a flight to the finish for the world championship. And that's what they're going to get.
Yeah, because the championship standings are Goulian is first. Behind him is Sonka, 5 points behind. Hall is 7 points behind. The most you get for a race is 15. And so let's see. Michael got 15, McLeod got 12, and Ivanov got 9. So it's
still
anybody's championship.
Well, and that's the race steward that walked us through the tour. He said, there's nobody that can win this race that's going to secure the championship. But if they fuck up, they can definitely secure that they're not going to be in contention.
Which is kind of what everybody was like, oh shit, Sonka just got knocked out,
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
It is. But I just, Goulian was just so good. I just love that. Yeah. And I love that no matter what the race is, we let you kiss the bricks.
I know. It's kind of
because
nice.
It's
the whole thing.
It's the thing, yeah.
I believe that they do that for the LPGA. Yeah,
Yes, they do. And they actually let him tee up a ball.
Yeah, they do a whole thing there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they let the LPGA do. I love that. Everything that's there, you kiss the bricks because that's what you do as a winner at IMS.
That's exactly what you do.
Doesn't matter if you're in a car or not, you kiss the bricks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can also run and do that on your run, but they have separate lines for that.
They do. Yeah. You know what you don't do on the bricks, though?
Burnout.
Goddamn right.
it's true, though, but is it not true?
Sorry.
You did get to see your aerobatic helicopter after missing it the first day.
I did. Yeah, he didn't go out on Saturday. It's a different driver.
No, we missed it Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Oh, because we were in the media center doing other things. And yeah, that's right. We missed it. Yeah, we missed it Saturday. Well, and they changed the time on
us. Yeah, we had 14 different emails. 14. That's not an exaggeration.
No, in fact, I think you're underselling it. We might even have had more.
I know.
But yeah, so anyhow, I went out at the time that I thought the helicopter was going to be out, but it was not out then. So I did miss it on Saturday, but I got to see it today.
Well, we got to see it today, and it was really cool.
It is, and it's a new pilot, Aaron Fitzgerald. He's now the third person to be FAA certified in the United States to drive the trick helicopter.
So it was real fun.
Very fun.
Did a lot of tricks.
Yeah, it's just cool.
It's so cool. It's one of the, it's a very nice side show, I guess is the best term that they use.
I mean, that's what they call them. Yeah,
it's like a sideshow.
Sideshow, It's an engineering marvel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, I love it. And it's just, it's a helicopter. Like, who doesn't think helicopters are
right.
cool?
A helicopter doing rolls, okay? Yeah,
barrel rolls, nosedives, backflips.
It should not do that. I'm here for this.
You're like, we are, Newton is rolling in his grave because the laws of physics are being defied.
I mean, when there were four of us watching it, and all of us, and the people around us, he started to do something, and I went, oh no. That's how you know it's a good show, when you're like, All right. He's going to do it. Cool.
Yeah. Very cool, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure. There were a few sideshows that didn't happen that we were super disappointed about.
Yeah, the paramotors. Or we just didn't see them.
It may have happened yesterday, but it definitely didn't happen today.
No, those didn't happen today.
Which I hate because yesterday I could understand by things not happening because of the wind.
Right.
But today, like, they're supposed to happen. And it's guys that skydive, then, like, parachute, but they also are wearing a jetpack.
Yeah.
And so, like, they do loop-de-loos and flips and shit as they're, like, coming down with their parachute. Like, it's super cool.
Yeah, it's really cool to watch.
But like in every kids movie where it's like CGI or like a cartoon where they like have a jetpack and like fly all around and are crazy, like they do that in real life.
That's real life.
Like you watch it and you're like, I want to be you.
Yeah.
I want to do this. I want to be you.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen for us this time. That's okay. I mean, I wish it had, but it was still super cool last year.
It was.
So. And it definitely was, yeah, probably a wind issue.
That's kind of my thought. Yeah. So hopefully it comes back. Hopefully it comes back next year.
Well, aren't we in for next year?
I believe so, but it was a few of us talking and nobody could quite remember.
Okay, we think it's coming back. We think it's coming back. I hope so. I love this weekend.
Yeah, it's just a good time. Great weekend.
Well, and they had guys skydive down with the flag during the national anthem.
That's always exciting.
Cool.
Yeah. They've done that at a couple of IndyCar events.
They have.
Yeah.
But this was the specifically like the Red Bull Air Force, whatever, and you know, but yeah, which they do all kinds of very cool things. But yeah, I love actually Cavs because we've seen that at Mid-Ohio.
Yeah, they had it at Mid-Ohio, and I think they had it at...
Was it Road America?
They had it somewhere else.
Somewhere else we went. Gateway.
Yeah. Gateway. I was like, wait. It was like, no. Gateway.
Yeah.
Under the lights.
And I love that. Yeah, it's just cool.
Yes, definitely.
Very cool. So... But yeah, lots of good entertainment and lots of like motorcycle tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Aaron Colton was the main guy.
I don't know. I'd have to look up his name.
I know. I feel like that was it because I heard that announcer say it like 12,000 times on our walk back.
Maybe he was saying, or was that the guy? I think he was just doing like the activation zone. I don't know.
No, he did both. That was the guy that did the oval and the activation zone.
All right.
So, but yeah, there's a guy who came out on the oval and did tricks out on the oval. Mm-hmm. And then he was doing like ramps and jumps and things and the activate, like, you know, in the midway area. But yeah, also cool. I mean, I'm not a huge like motorcycle person just because it makes me so nervous because I've worked in too many trauma units. Mm-hmm. But there's a part of me that I'm like, that's super cool. Please don't hurt yourself. But that's super cool.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that they got multiple.
Yeah, they keep
types of entertainment
busy.
Yeah.
Yes, there's always kind of something happening because there's some downtime between different rounds.
Yeah. So. And they had a really cool kid zone, too.
Yes.
So if you have kids and you're thinking about next year.
This is kind of one of the things to bring kiddos to, I think.
Yeah, because you can, if you have one adult that's paying at least general admission, you can bring in as many kids under 15 as you want.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. They had face painting.
Yep.
They had a whole, like, kid zone of, like, activities and things for them to do.
Yeah, so you could tire your kid out.
Yeah, there were, like, remote-controlled airplanes at one place. Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, they put on a great show.
Oh, they always do, but yeah. All right, any other thoughts from this weekend?
Good time with good people.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's nice to see a lot of local people.
It was. And we met up with Jay from the Paint Tour and his friend Brett.
Yeah, even from Pennsylvania people are coming. So that's nice.
It is. I say, well, Jay lives in Florida now, but he's...
Oh,
you know,
yeah, well, yeah.
But, you know, he's part of the Paint Tour, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We count it.
Yeah. Pennsylvania/Florida.
They count it, so then we count it.
I guess it's painful.
Painful.
No, hanging out with the Paint Tour is never painful.
It's never painful.
Never painful.
No.
But yeah, so we got to see Jay. So that was very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were hanging out with the rest of our crazy crew.
Our usual crew. So what about you? Any final thoughts?
For the race, it's just really great.
It was.
Just really great.
Yeah.
I'm already ready for next year.
I am too.
And as we kind of talked about, we're like, oh man, this is like the last... Kind of the last big thing we do.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
there's lights at the Brickyard, but it's a different thing.
Like somebody said, it was Angie and her brother.
It's the last cooler.
They said this is the last time we're gonna pack our cooler this year.
And you're like, oh,
and I was like,
man.
It's a sad thought.
It's a sad thought. Nobody wants to think about that.
The good news is, we will pack our coolers very early into 2019.
Oh boy, very early in the
for the Rolex 24 in January down in Daytona. So
we're packing more than a cooler for that.
Well. We are packing the vagina.
Excuse me. The mobile flamingo unit.
the mobile flamingo.
not to be confused with the flamingo mobile, or however we're calling it.
Flamingo mobile.
Yes.
Or as your dad prefers, the flying flamingo.
Yes.
But.
The mobile flamingo unit. The flamingo ship.
The MFU.
There you go. Is there any... thing that's more on brand than what's that? It's the MFU. No, the Mobile Flamingo Unit. That's what it stands for.
Yeah, no, those letters aren't for any of the other things you might think they would be for us. I mean, but they are.
Yep,
the MFU. All right. Well, the band's got a name. But yeah. So luckily, we will get to pack coolers early into 2019. But kind of a sad thought.
Yeah.
But yes, we still have lights at the Brickyard.
We do. That's
AKA
coming up.
Hashtag liquor and lights.
Yeah.
And
other stuff.
Other stuff. Some other fun things.
Yeah.
So good weekend all around. Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves, whether you went to the air race or not. If you didn't, make sure you check it out next year.
Yeah.
Great time. And if you want to know what you missed, if you're on the fence, make sure you check out all of our social media because we put everything on there.
Good Lord, yes.
Oh, good Lord. Most of the pictures are found on like Facebook and Instagram only because our current website host, the photos are just...
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, we can't upload them, right? So when we re-up at the end of the year, I'm looking at other hosting sites that we can have better photos on. So
cool. Stay
tuned with that. But the rest of the website's baller, and it's www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Instagram, @fastcarsfastgirls, on Twitter, @fastcarsn317. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls. Pretty much just search Fast Cars, Fast Girls, or find it all. You can also link to all of our social media directly from our website.
Yes.
You can listen to our podcast. Subscribe, pretty please.
Please.
And share it with your friends and family. And you know what? Go ahead and give us a rating and a review.
We really appreciate it.
We do.
Yeah.
And you know what? We get enough reviews, we might do another Ask Us Anything.
Or even a giveaway, maybe.
Oh.
Oh.
We've got some merch that's just, you know... Hanging out in my living room right now.
I also have family that's moving that has vintage stuff, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, we got some vintage IndyCar stuff. We got some Fast Cars, Fast Girls merch, so just saying.
We might get wily. You know what happens.
Sometimes you never know.
We get drunk and we just hand shit out.
Yeah, we get drunk, we think of something, we post about it, and then we're committed. So yeah,
that's always a scary moment.
Do yourselves a favor. Go ahead and review this podcast, because the more reviews we get, the more likely we are to start giving shit away. Just putting it out there.
Like Oprah and The Secret.
Exactly. Speaking it into existence.
There you go.
But yeah, you can check it all out. We have a Snapchat as well. But yeah, make sure you check out our Insta, our Twitter, and our Facebook for all of our fun photos and
please
adventures throughout the weekend.
Continue to listen. And well, you're already listening to us on one platform, but if you have a favorite one, we're on that one too.
Yep, we're on them all. So
all of them.
When you share and somebody says, are they here? The answer is always yes.
The answer is always yes. Okay. Yes.
It's always yes. So
always yes.
Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.